Okay. Well, guess what? We did a place-by-place fishing report last week, and now we're doing one again this week. So how do you like them apples, Robert?
Hey, sometimes it works out good, and sometimes it doesn't.
Mr. Robert Lukowitz and Captain Josh Olive here at the world headquarters of Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle Boutique in Port Charlotte, Florida, prepared and ready to do this place-by-place fishing report. We are, we have some information, right?
Some.
We've talked to a few people.
Some.
Who weren't tarpon fishing?
A few. Not very many, but a few.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll put together what we
There's
got.
There's a lot of empty holes in this one.
Well, that's just reality, and people are going to have to face that fact.
And one of them's a good empty one. It burned.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But that's not where we start. We start with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. Robert?
That's a good start right there. Nothing.
Nothing.
I got nothing, literally.
No reports.
Nope.
Okay.
Not
fine then. The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
Well, let's see. I got caught three little snook there. He got railed by what he thinks is a big snook. And he was fishing under 75. And then he also caught one black drum that was about 25 pounds. And another gentleman caught a sawfish fishing off the boat ramp dock.
Okay.
He thought it was a black tip.
With that nose on it?
No, I'm sorry. I meant bull shark. I'm sorry, because I've been hearing about the saw. I've been hearing about the baby sawfish up there, so that was on my brain at the same time. So no,
a
baby bull shark.
I was like,
but another guy did catch a sawfish up there, a little one.
Possibly mistake a sawfish.
But
for
he
a
didn't catch it off of the dock. He caught it off of his own dock right there at that canal right next to the bridge.
Okay.
Because that's what I was telling Greg about, because that guy's hooked several in the last, like, month and a half.
And we're not telling you which dock.
Nope.
But we will say that there are some in the general area.
Yeah.
Which is accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. The U.S. 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park area.
No, there's been a few small trout and actually a couple legal-sized trout being caught there. A lot of mangrove snapper, mostly small. There's been a few juvenile tarpon at first light in the morning. Nobody's hooking them that I've heard of. And then some peanut snook at night. And a couple of undersized cobia and bull sharks. Extremely undersized bull sharks.
Right.
Yeah.
Young of the year, bull sharks.
At least 3 feet undersized.
Yeah.
Pretty tiny. Somebody did come in the shop last week.
Baby bull sharks.
Saying great job on busting the chops about the cobia on the bridge.
Yeah.
They got a kick out of it.
Well, you know, some people.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good.
Every now and then, you got to whop them with a stick.
Yes.
The Lashley seawall, because the pier is currently closed due to hurricane damage.
Got nothing.
No reports?
No reports.
No reports.
Nope.
Okay. How about the Bayshore Pier?
A couple of undersized bull sharks. One legal cobia. Same guy launched a tarpon in the air. Big one. He said it was full size. I'm like, okay.
Full size.
And then he did catch the, I call them sugar trout.
Okay. Did they have the teeth?
No. They're the little guys that look like a little croaker more than anything else.
Silver perch, a.k.a. sugar trout.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just all I've ever known them as, so it always stays on my brain and I don't register the other way.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with calling them sugar trout. That's what most people know them as.
Yeah.
We could get the Latin name. You want to get the Latin name?
No, not really.
I'll find it for you.
I'm sure you will. I'm surprised you don't have it stashed in your file system in your brain.
I'll find it right now.
I'm surprised you don't have it locked into place.
Now we're going to go look for it.
No, we're not.
See what you did? Oh no, we're doing it. Here we go. You did this to yourself.
Uh-huh, yeah. I loaded it and pointed it. There you go.
Cynocyon Nothus.
So there. Cynocyon Nothus. Okay, there you great. Go. I'll retain that for about 2 more seconds.
Okay. But you're saying that there are sugar trout down there?
Yeah. Yeah, he caught a couple of them there.
Okay.
And he was intentionally fishing for whiting, using little pieces of shrimp, and caught those.
Going to add the Latin name in here.
Okay.
Just to be specific.
Nice. Goofball.
Well, again, specificity, so that we know exactly what we're talking about. There's no question.
Yes.
There's no nebulosity in here.
Nice.
The Port Charlotte.
Jesus, man. God.
Well, that's actually a joke because spotted sea trout is Cynocyon nebulosus. So.
Okay.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Some ichthyologist out there is laughing his butt off and everyone else is scratching their head. Yep. Really?
Super nerd joke.
Yeah. Big time.
Fish geek joke.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
Hey, you can get somebody else to type if you want.
Nope.
Let's see how they handle it.
I'm not.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Been a bunch of snapper there. A handful of trout. And then an undersized bull shark. And a couple of small snook. But some of the snapper, there have been 13, 14 inches.
Well, when were you going to say that?
Right now. After the fact, are you typing?
Well, now I got to go back in and edit.
Okay.
Nope. Okay.
Now, they're not under the pier. The bigger ones are out away from the pier, like casting distance away from the pier.
Okay.
Those couple kids that were in here earlier, I was chatting with them, and I'm like, I haven't heard much about the beach complex. He's like, oh, no, we've been doing good. We caught like 15 snapper there yesterday, 13 to 15 inches, and most of them were like 12 to 14 inches. I'm like, okay. And then his dad's like, I saw pictures of them. They're pretty good size.
Hmm. Now, are these mangrove snapper or were they gray snapper?
Same animal.
Okay. Just checking.
Could be dog snapper, though.
They could be. They're probably not.
Probably not?
Probably
sure.
not. I mean, it's possible. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm saying they're probably
not. It's a 50-50 shot, isn't it?
No, I don't know if it's 50-50. I think there are more dog snapper out there than most people realize, but I don't think the dog snapper like it this far up in the estuary.
Okay. The blue dots is the mang, right? Without the blue dots, that's the dog.
Maybe. The answer on that is maybe.
Okay. It's a 50-50.
Yeah. This is one of those things where if you really want to be sure...
Got to count the rays and all that good stuff. And yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking
of fish nerds.
Right.
Very few people are going to count scale rows on... what they're catching out there.
Why not?
The Port Charlotte canals, saltwater and brackish.
And some small snook, handful of jacks, and certain canals are holding quite a few little juvenile tarpon, and a couple of people are actually hooking them.
Okay. On what?
Shrimp, paddle tails, and cut bait.
And is there any particular size on these things?
10 to 20 pounds.
On the baits that we're throwing?
Oh. Little 3-inch paddle tails and it's just whatever shrimp they're getting. It's been the primary case.
And the cut bait?
It's been all over the map from big chunks of mullet to little chunks of mullet to ladyfish chunks. I mean, everything basically. Nobody's specified size-wise on that.
Okay, and you said they're in some of the canals.
Yeah. Like the Pelham Waterway has quite a few. Spring Lake has quite a few. The canal that goes into Edgewater Lake across the street from me.
Uh-huh.
That has them in there. So it's like random spotted canals. And they're there for a couple days, and then they disappear. And then another guy talks about them over here, and you know what I mean? So they're moving around, but it's like they seem to be like holding in one area for a little to short period of time and then moving on. I think they're anticipating that rain to be able to move out onto the flats and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
It's their own little, hey, we're not big enough to go out and play with the big boys, but we're not big enough to play together, so let's go out here.
All right, so some snooks, some jacks, and some juvenile tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Robert?
Yes, sir.
That brings us to the Elgebean Pier.
Which is now officially closed for quite some time.
Yeah.
Anywhere from 3 months to 3 years.
Or maybe forever.
Never know.
I hate to say that, but maybe forever.
It's very possible. I wouldn't be a best surprise.
Yeah. So, for those of you who are wondering, it kind of caught fire.
Kind of?
And about 100 feet of it kind of burned. So, you aren't even allowed to walk out at all. They've got it blocked at the parking lot. So, you can get in the parking lot, but you're not allowed to walk past the entryway. So, no pier access at all.
Yeah. They'll have to deal with it. So, that'll be one that we won't be talking about for quite some time. I'm still thinking that they'll have that bridge in Fort Myers finished before. That would be a fun one to propose to them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe they can open the other side.
No parking left over there anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true.
It's just funny if the county commissioners are like, what do you mean that they're going to finish that bridge before us? You know, that's how you guys work.
This is a shame, but this is a reminder, you know. Be careful about what you're doing on the few land-based fishing spots you've got left.
Right.
You know, the Lashley Pier is out of commission for who knows how long due to hurricane damage. The one Bayshore Pier is out of commission for now.
Mm-hmm.
Same deal going on there. Now Elgebean's burned. So hopefully whoever burned Elgebean is not going to go burn down the Placida Pier again.
So. Well, and Elgebean is again, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's at least number 5 or 6.
Yep. So, good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, quality times.
Yep. All right, the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Been a couple of oddball Spanish mackerel.
Okay.
And 2 undersized cobia that I heard of. And a couple of small bull sharks. And that's all I got.
Okay. Cobia. Oh, that's the problem. It kept randomly capitalizing letters. It's because I'm randomly typing periods.
That would do it.
The South Gulf Cove Canals.
Got nothing.
No reports.
None.
None at all.
Nope.
Not a one.
Nope.
Zero.
That guy was just in here a minute ago, bought 2 dozen shiners, though. He was going to fish back there.
Okay. So at least he had faith that there might be some fish in there.
Mm-hmm. He was going to fish there and at his buddy's house that's on one of the little lakes/ponds in Rotunda.
Okay.
So he's going to check it all out.
All right. We're going to move on to the west wall.
All right. Definitely the best spot around on this upper end of the harbor. A lot of little snook. Quite a few redfish that are in the slot size.
Now, are these outside the bar, inside the bar?
Inside the bar, under the bushes, and in the creeks, and in the mouths of the creeks. Just got to look for cover, and moving water is the main thing. They're mostly catching them on shrimp. A couple guys are catching them on little shad tails. One guy caught quite a few snook and one redfish on a jerkbait. Little John, to be exact.
Okay. Did I hear you say redfish?
Mm-hmm. A lot of slot-sized fish, like 18 to 24 inches. I haven't heard of any much more bigger than that, but 18 to 24 inches.
Okay.
That's all they got for over there. Nothing on top of the bar or on the outside.
No shacks?
Nope.
No cobia?
Nothing that I've heard of. They should all be there, but nothing that I have heard of.
They should be. All right, we'll take it. The K-Pays Bar.
K-Pays Bar has had no reports.
No reports.
Nope. None this week.
Okay. I don't suppose you're willing to crystal ball that one?
Well, there should be Spanish mackerel on it, and there should be some ladyfish around it with some small sharks. But that one guy was out there just dropping his jig down, fishing the edge of it, and he said it was so clear, he didn't do squat, but proceeded to tell me that he had about 8 or 9 feet of visibility there. He could see his jig bouncing along the bottom.
And he could see no fish coming up to hit it?
Mm-mm. But you expect that if you can see your jig, chances of a fish coming up to eat it are slim.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So maybe cast it way far instead of
way
just
far.
Bouncing it up and down?
I would.
The Turtle Bay and Bull Bay generalized area.
Trout and little tiny jacks schooling up throughout the center of the both of them. And then there's been snook and redfish around the entire perimeters. And they seem to be catching those on white bait and also shrimp.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Sharks?
That's all I got.
Manatees?
Nope.
K-Pays and Danger Reefs.
Spanish mackerel. That was my one and only report for K-Pays Reef.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
That's definitely probably one of your better areas for a little bit bigger snook, even though they're closed, because they're all starting to push out of those areas heading to the beaches. But they are under the bushes. One guy did catch a couple off the that one oyster patch going into Wind Bay. And then he also caught several redfish, a ladyfish, a couple of small trout. He saw a couple juvenile tarpon roll. And then there's been a few small to bigger sharks cruising through that whole area. But nobody's really fishing for them. They're just kind of sightseeing more than anything else.
Okay.
Water is pretty clear over there.
Pretty clear. Good for photography. The
yes,
Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
So the Coral Creek Pier had some snook on it last week, like last Thursday, Friday, because I was talking to a woman in here yesterday that was fishing with Becca.
Okay.
And they caught some snook in the early mornings right there at the bridge and right by the trestle. And then they've been catching some snook mostly at night off the trestle itself, along with some decent mangrove snapper. A couple of bigger sharks. One guy hooked about a 5 foot, 6 foot hammer, he guesses. But he was not fishing for them.
Okay.
He happened to be throwing dead bait out there hoping for maybe a cobia or a smaller shark. And then what else have I heard there? A few Spanish mackerel coming through every now and then. And a handful of trout coming through every now and then.
Okay. Lemon Bay.
I got nothing for over there.
No reports in Lemon Bay.
Nope.
The whole gigantic length of Lemon Bay, and not one person went fishing in it.
Not one person gave me a report for it.
A
couple of land-based people, but we'll get to that when it's the beach time.
Okay. You want to crystal ball this one?
I would say the trout should be in there pretty good, and so should the snook. You know, the snook been moving out to the beaches, and that's one of their favorite passes to go through over there, so I would say there should be snook around some of those islands. And redfish have always been wonky, unless you're Carl. He's the only one. Well, I take that back. Austin took me there one time, and there's redfish back in there, but not this time of year. I just hardly ever hear a redfish over there.
Yeah. All right, the Anger Pier.
Couple of snook. One unidentifiable shark because of the picture. And a few Spanish mackerel. That was
probably
two different
sand
people.
Shark.
Yeah, it was a sand shark. It's a saber-toothed shark.
Okay.
What? The way it was, it looked like it was sewn. It was kind of creased down.
Oh, okay. I mean, technically, that's assault if you touch me without permission. So, technically, that's assault again, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
All you had to do was ask.
Okay.
May I poke you in your shoulder?
Okay.
You know? I mean, how hard is that?
Okay.
Jeez. Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling, reefs and wrecks.
100 to 140 feet of water for grouper. Been some decent mangrove snapper out there. Some yellowtails starting to show up. Each week seems to get a few more reports on yellowtails.
And these are yellowtail snapper.
Yes, yellowtail snapper.
Not the amberjack that are called a yellowtail over in the Pacific.
Nope. And then we got a lot of little lanes and some bigger lanes.
How far out of the lanes?
They started about 12 to 15 out. And then there's also been a few grunts and porgies. And then a few barracuda, unless we're fishing for them.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I had barracuda for dinner, so.
Yeah, that's good.
It was delicious.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Some people think you're really, really strange eating barracuda.
Yeah, well, I think that they're really strange for not.
Yeah, there you go.
If you like fish, you'll like barracuda. I'm telling you that right now.
And it's safe to eat here.
Yes.
Very safe to eat here. I think that's the biggest problem with barracuda is that misconception with it.
You know what? I take it back. Barracuda is terrible. You don't want it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's probably going to poison you. Yeah. Forget about it.
It's got ciguatera and worms.
They all have ciguatera. In fact, you get ciguatera just from touching the barracuda. So. Well,
yeah, perfect.
Yep.
Just let them go. Take a picture of them, let them go.
I don't know why I keep doing this.
Be nice to them.
Ruining my own fishing by telling people the truth.
Yeah, I know.
What an idiot.
Goofball.
Have we heard anything about Red Snapper now that Red Snapper season is open as of today?
It just,
Red Snapper.
It only opened like 13 hours ago.
Yeah, I know,
no.
But did anybody go out and do any checking or looking around? Or?
Yeah, one guy got into some big ones in 165 feet of water.
Okay.
But that was like last week. But he claimed they're about 20 pounds.
That's big.
Yeah. But also did not have a picture of them.
Well, that's why it's a report.
Yeah. But who makes up going out that far?
Liars. Liars is who makes that up.
Yeah.
So, I'm not saying this person is a liar. I'm not saying they're not. I don't know. But that's who would make it up is what I'm saying.
Well, that's true.
And as a reminder, Amberjack are now closed.
So they closed today? Great.
Yeah. Well,
yesterday.
They closed at midnight. Yeah, you had the whole month of May for Amberjack. And then as soon as the Red Snapper opened, the Amberjack closed. So
perfect.
We are now in what is probably the last month of Red Grouper season for the year. Although the federal regulators have held out some hope that they might reopen it later on this year, like towards the end, if their count
like December
turns
31st.
Out that we didn't take so many. Yeah.
to January 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do. They'll announce it like December 28th that they're opening it
yeah.
for the 29th. and the 31st.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, if you wanted red grouper, which, you know, they're all right and everything, but if that's your goal, that's what you wanted to do, you've got another month to make it happen.
Yay.
I couldn't help but notice that you didn't mention any pelagics here.
A couple short cobia. A guy did see some swarming bonita. And there has been a few Spanish mackerel out there, but most of those are closer towards shore. Tell them about the sailfish. They're jumping all over the place out there. And
that's
purple,
what I want to hear.
Purple marlin. And
that's what I want to hear.
Yeah, no. None of that going on.
Yeah.
None of those shenanigans.
Oh, the mahi.
Yeah. Just those ones. What did we talk about those last week or week before last?
15-pounders last week.
No, they were not 15-pounders.
I mean 15 inches is what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what
there
I
mean. There you go. That's more accurate. That's quite a bit more accurate.
Little eensy weensies.
That microwave's been going off for like 15 minutes.
The Venice jetties and the Venice pier. And any place else in Venice you'd like to add?
Lots and lots of Spanish mackerel off of both. And then there's been some really good snook going off right there at the jetties.
Okay.
And that's all I've heard about, to be honest.
Okay.
Just that's eat.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
No flounders?
Nope.
No sharks?
Nope.
No whiting?
No.
No pompano?
Nope.
No skipjacks?
Probably, if they were throwing a sabiki, maybe.
I'm sure there were skipjacks.
Sure there were.
Pontarassa, no reports until further notice. Is there further notice?
There was some tarpon down there, right in that area. That's the first report I've gotten because he fished out front of the tip of Sanibel. And he found some on the inside by Pontarassa. And then his buddy was actually hooking them right there at St. James City. So I don't know if that should be included in that because it's not too far of a rock's throw from there.
It's not. I'll just throw it in there that they're from here to St. James City.
Yeah.
How's that?
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah, it'll work. Redfish Pass.
Nothing.
Nothing or no reports?
No reports.
Okay.
How's that?
That's better. Captiva Pass.
Spanish mackerel. A couple of tarpon. A handful of snook, and a guy caught one whiting, one baby red grouper, two baby gag grouper.
How am I supposed to report that?
Well, it's a report. How about a couple small hobberdobbers? Let's put that in there.
Yeah.
Don't put anything. Just stick with the Spanish and the tarpon.
Well, I'm going to put the snook.
Mm-hmm. The other stuff, skip them.
I'm gonna. That's
it's not that detrimental. If they want to hear about that little stuff, then they should listen.
I'm gonna leave that out. Robert also mentioned some hobberdobbers in the podcast report.
Yep, little stuff.
Hobberdobbers.
Hobberdobbers.
Hobberdobbers is spelled with an O or an A?
Yes. However you want it to spell.
I've
never tried spelling it.
Is it hyphenated? Hobberdobbers? Or is it one word?
Yes. I've never tried spelling it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go with the O, and I'm going to make it one word.
Okay.
So
that works.
Next time you do try to spell it, remember that's the correct way.
Okay.
Boca Grande Pass, then, I guess.
A lot and lots and lots of tarpon.
Uh-huh.
A few bigger sharks. And some Spanish mackerel.
How has the tarpon bite been out here?
3 o'clock in the morning till about half hour after sunrise.
Uh-huh.
So you got about a roughly 4-hour window of good to great fishing.
Nothing in the evening?
There's been a couple mixed reports. One guy says it's been great. Another guy will tell you it's been okay. Another guy will tell you it's terrible. So I don't know which ones to believe, especially since two of those three were captains.
Well, captains never know what's going on.
Nope. Or it's grandiose and incredible and whatever else.
Yeah. All right, so the tarpon and what else? Some bigger sharks?
Bigger sharks and some Spanish mackerel.
Are the bigger sharks big enough to eat your tarpon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're definitely adult-sized sharks. A lot of bull sharks. A whole lot of bull sharks.
Okay. All right. Walking the Gulf beaches.
Really good. Blind pass, stump pass, Boca Grande. Snook, a whole lot of people seeing snook, a handful catching the snook. Two different people tell me about the very baby flounder that they caught, like 6-8 inches. Some Spanish mackerel, a few jacks, a couple of pompano, and some whiting. But overall, it's been pretty good. Water's just pretty darn clear depending on the day. So the fish are a little on the spooky side, so make sure you're making long casts down the shoreline, not off away from the shore.
And what are we fishing out here?
Shrimp.
Not jigs, not spoons, shrimp?
Everyone I talked to caught all their stuff on shrimp.
Okay, are we casting it and retrieving it, or just casting it and letting it sit?
Both. The one was walking the shore and catching the snook while casting and retrieving. The other one was catching a couple snook and all the other miscellaneous stuff, just casting out and letting it sink. But using a light sinker, so it was rolling around with some of the wind and waves the other day.
Okay. Anything else to add there?
Nope.
Okay, then we won't. Matt Lachey area.
Got zero reports.
Zero reports. Okay, you want to crystal ball that, or?
No.
No.
It's been too wonky.
Okay.
Way too wonky.
Listen, I just asked the question, okay? You don't have to jump down my throat. Jeez.
Settle down.
Pine Island Sound.
Spanish mackerel. An assortment of sharks, some little tiny guys to 6-foot bull sharks. An occasional tarpon. Mostly adults. Really didn't get anything for snook or redfish down there, or trout. Not that I can remember, anyway.
Okay. All right. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Spanish mackerel and a few trout.
Okay, Burnt Store and Two Pines.
A couple of redfish, a couple of small snook. Some trout and ladyfish and Spanish mackerel on the outside of the bar.
The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Zero.
Zero fish or zero reports?
Zero reports.
Okay.
The one report said it was pretty
That's one
quiet.
Report. You said zero reports.
One report said it was pretty quiet. The rest were all nothing. Got no reports. So the one and only report said, nope, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Now I was going to chew on goldfish really loud into the microphone.
Oh, that'll be great.
It will be.
We got like 5 minutes left of this report.
I know. I'm screwing with you. I'm screwing with you. It's just fun.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Jacks. That's the only thing I heard of caught in there. The guy was trolling on his way out and caught a couple jacks. And little guys, too. They were like 1 to 2 pounds.
Ooh, shark bait size.
Yeah.
Ponce de Leon
Park. It's been a while since I've caught a jack.
Yeah?
Yeah. Been quite a while.
We caught a bunch out there in the grass flats while we were trout fishing. Well, yeah. We really weren't trout fishing. We were lady fishing because we were looking for shark bait.
Gotcha.
So we caught enough that we started keeping them.
Yeah.
So I know some people don't like jacks as shark bait, but I think they work just fine.
I think they're great.
Yep.
I think they're awesome.
I don't like them as well as a cut bait, like you do with ladyfish.
Right.
But if you take a jack and cut his tail off,
mm-hmm.
he usually gets attention if there's a
real
shark
quick.
In the area. Yeah, real quick.
Yeah. Yep.
Ponce Park.
Ponce Park. Let's see. Some nice snapper. A lot of little snapper, too. They've been seeing a lot of snook, but not catching them. And then the couple of black drum have come through there. One guy hooked. He wasn't sure if it was a shark or a cobia, but it cruised and turned just before the piling heading out of the channel and went across the bar, and the hook pulled.
Mm.
But he couldn't tell what it was.
Well, I don't see how I'm supposed to put that.
You don't?
Okay, good. I'm not even going to mention any hobber-dobbers either.
Nope.
Not in this one.
I wouldn't do that either.
Okay. So, snapper, snook, and drum.
Yep.
Okay. The PGI canals.
Snapper. Assorted sizes. Some are good size, some are small. Sheephead are getting a little quieter in there. I heard of one sheephead. They're seeing a handful of black drum. And a lot of snook and juvenile tarpon hanging out by the lights at night, making people crazier. That's been entertaining this whole week.
Yeah.
How do I catch those little tarpon there at my light? Same way you catch them when they're not at your light. Good luck.
Okay. The Gilchrist Pier.
Nope, nothing.
I mean, if you were going to burn down a pier, burn down that one, right?
Right. Exactly.
If you really felt the need.
I don't think anyone did it on purpose.
No, I'm sure they didn't.
I'm pretty sure.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Alligator Creek Reef. I got nothing for out there. The couple guys that have fished it said it was extremely slow or they didn't catch a darn thing. One guy trolled it for Spanish mackerel for about 15 minutes and never got anything.
Okay, the 20-foot holes.
Bit a few Spanish mackerel, but not a lot. And a couple of undersized cobia.
Sailcats?
Oh, I'm sure there's been plenty of those, but most people don't talk about them. Most people would prefer to ignore those if they could. Or not admit that they caught them.
Okay. The baitfish report.
That's a tough one there. The only place I've been hearing about them in any decent size and numbers, Jug Creek Shoal. There's been a few over at Devilfish. And then just along the beach. A couple guys that are catching them up inside here, they're keeping very tight-lipped, but a couple of them I know are going out at like 4 o'clock in the morning to get them. That's a lot of work for bait.
It is. Or you can just go sabiki yourself some.
Yeah, if you can find them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work.
Might have to just pop out into the Gulf real quick.
Yeah, that would be your better way to do.
Freshwater reports.
Still slow. The bass fishing, the only thing the guys are catching them on is shiners mostly.
But if the rain keeps up.
But even the tilapia have gotten quiet. I haven't heard much about tilapia. A few bluegill. But not anything to really jump up and down about.
What are the bluegill and tilapia eating?
Worms. Just worms.
Worms. All right. That brings us to the tarpon report. Oh, right. I have to do the map.
Jeez.
I can't find the map. Hold on.
You always have a hard time finding the map.
Please hold.
This map, anyway.
Your call is very important to us.
Mm-hmm.
I got it here. I'm on it. Hold on. I just got to make a copy now. Copy.
It's a lot of work.
Paste. Rename it. Open it with the right program, because it default opens with the wrong program.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep, glad you're doing all this.
Microsoft Paint. Change the size of the brush. Select the red one. Okay, red dots. Best bed of a hookup. Where am I going to put a red dot for a tarpon, Robert? Red dot.
Boca Grande.
In the pass, in the middle, out on the hill.
Yes, all the above.
Up in the pan.
All the above.
Boop. Boop.
Find the school.
And boop.
Schools.
Okay. Groups. Anyplace else I can put a red dot?
Nope.
All right. Yellow dot. 50-50. Where can I put a yellow dot?
From Boca Grande all the way up north.
From the pass up north.
Yep.
Couple miles off the beach. All the way up?
Yep.
All the way up. I wonder if people look at those dots and are like, that's weird that they're so evenly spaced.
That's funny.
All right, anyplace else I can put a yellow dot?
Captiva Pass.
Captiva Pass.
And Punta Rossa.
Punta Rossa. All right, anyplace else I can put a yellow dot?
Nope.
No yellow dot for the beach off of Cayo? No yellow dot heading down into Captiva and Sanibel?
Nope.
Okay. The white dot, the less than 50% chance of a hookup. Where may I put a white dot, sir?
I don't know. Anywhere along the intercoastal.
This is... All right.
The intercoastal would be where I would probably put it at.
I'm going to put one here at Gasparilla Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to put a couple down the ICW, heading down into Pine Island Sound. Okay?
That works.
And then I'm going to put one right there. There we go. All right. Any place else that you think I could put a white dot?
Nope.
No place in the upper harbor? No place east of the ICW that I could put a white dot?
Nope.
Can't put one at 41 Bridge?
Nope.
Can I put one over here at Elder Bean?
You can put one wherever you want, but it doesn't mean it's going to be there.
That is what counts, really, is where the fish are.
Pretty much.
The dot just represents the fish, Robert.
Right.
So it doesn't tell the fish where to go. It's representative of where we expect them to actually be.
Yeah. Nope.
Is how the dot works. Okay. Well, then I guess that's all the places that I can put dots.
Yep. Pretty much.
Sorry, guys. I tried. I always try to get the best information that I possibly can. I squeeze it right out of Robert like juice in a peach for you guys. So.
Juice in a peach.
Juicing a peach.
Interesting.
So.
That's very interesting.
don't think too hard about it.
Nope. Not going to.
All right. Well, as it happens to happen, the Tarpon Reports is the last part of the place-by-place fishing report. So unless you have something else that you need to add?
Nope.
You don't want to tell them about the license-free weekend?
Oh, sure. Why not? So today and tomorrow, the 1st and the 2nd, is... saltwater free fishing license. And then next Saturday and Sunday is freshwater free fishing license. And that only applies to residents, though, correct?
No, it applies to everybody. Residents, non-residents, the whole thing.
The whole state.
All y'all.
Wow. Okay, that's cool. That's all I got.
Hey, Thank you, Christina. Yes, it's not a rules-free weekend. No. You still have to follow all the other rules.
Yeah.
So, well, some people do. They think it's like the purge for fishing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then you still need a stamp. So if you're going down to the Keys for lobster, you'd need a stamp, which I don't know if season's open for them or not.
I don't pay attention to that. I'm not going lobstering.
Neither am I. So.
All right. Well, if you're done, then I guess the only thing left is to say goodnight, Robert.
Good night, Robert.